This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for staying with us. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on Monday, the 5th of October with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are talking about being a corporate board member. You know, if asked, would you be on the board of directors at a company of your choice? You know, why or why not? We have a poll happening on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. You can also get in touch with us on WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the number to do that. We'll come to your messages in just a few minutes, but for now we're going to be talking about how more working mothers are considering stepping back, and this is of course because of COVID-19. Now we've all heard about how working mothers have had to bear the brunt of childcare responsibilities, you know, during the MCO lockdowns around the world. Of course, schools and daycare centres were closed down. And of course, you know, there's the nightmare of having to sit with your kids through their Zoom classes. And we've also heard how Black women in the US especially have been stricken with the added toll the pandemic has taken on their communities, right. You know. But the extent of this damage has now been quantified. There was an annual report by McKinsey and Co. and Lean In. And this report showed that one in four women are considering leaving their jobs, cutting back hours, or otherwise scaling back work as a result of this pandemic and its fallout. Now, the report, which surveyed more than 40,000 employees in 47 companies in the US and Canada, show that senior level women are feeling particularly stressed at work, and they are about 1.5 times as likely as men to say that they're thinking about scaling back from work because of COVID-19. And this is apparently largely because of burnout. Right. Now, in addition to the parenting responsibilities held by a good number of women in these high-level positions, the report also notes that women are often held to higher performance standards than men, and they may be more likely to take the blame for failure. So when the stakes are high, as they now are, you know, senior-level women could face higher criticism and harsher judgment. And so maybe that may be leading them to think that maybe it's best that I just scale back.
Okay, so unfortunately, the motherhood penalty faced by women at work is very real. There's a lot of employers, managers and colleagues can do to help alleviate some of the stress, and one of which is installing flexible work hour policies is a major help. It is a simple gesture of showing support and understanding if a child makes a surprise guest appearance in the midst of a Zoom meeting, which mine is more the package delivery arriving. Just before you go on into other things that they can do, because this is done in the US, right, with 40,000 employees, I feel that also the US, they have actually never been, in terms of even their maternity leave, it's almost, I think, 2 weeks at something ridiculous, like you expect to come back to work almost, you know. So we're quite fortunate this part of the world that we take maternity leave a lot seriously,
And we're also starting to take paternity leave more seriously.
Yeah, no. So you know, I think like if you were to do a survey like this in Scandinavia, the results would probably be very different.
Yeah,
but yeah,
true.
these are real things. Yeah,
yeah. Also, you know, managers should try and reassess performance and productivity expectations, you know, in light of this highly unusual, I hate to use the word unprecedented, but it is, you know, unprecedented times, and you know, which we all find ourselves in. You know, just last week we did a webinar, you know, thanks to Volvo. It's called Back to Business, and Christine moderated that webinar on the HR Balancing Act. And you know, one of the questions that we asked in that webinar was how should you be evaluated this year? You know, just considering what we've had to deal with, not only in the workplace, not only at home, but generally, right. COVID-19, you know, I mean, there should be a way for us to be evaluated this year. You know, it's not going to be down to hours or to even to output. You know, there needs to be more space for negotiation during this time. And, you know, many of us are going through mental fatigue or, you know, emotional issues and
insecurity, right?
Yes.
You know, am I going to keep my job and everything? How do you expect a person to perform with fear, right? You know, of not knowing what the future holds, right? So there's that whole thing of understanding how your employees are, which is going to be the story for the next one, but understanding how it is and also not to have those similar expectations, right? Because you don't know what's going on unless you have the tools to support them during this period if they're going through some, you know, mental stress at this point, right?
Yeah.
So even looking at this, right, and understanding installing flexible work hour policies is helpful, but not the answer, because this flexible work hour policy should be for both genders again. Mm. Because what happens is that a lot of times, if you don't change something systemic, is okay, so the woman can come to work earlier and they can leave late. They can, you know, leave earlier as well, so that they can go home and cook and clean. That defeats the purpose of, you know, flexible hours, because if it's, then it's just longer hours of work, right? Yeah. So it is a role where if you should be able to introduce to both men and women, because they both have to be responsible for the household as well.
Yeah. So basically, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, I guess every company needs to be proactive. You know, they need to take steps to accommodate workers who are overwhelmed at this time, and also rightfully worried at this time, right? And you know, like maybe like just reserve judgment for the time being, and also just be kinder this year, right, you know, during evaluations or performance appraisals. But yeah, coming back to our main story of the day, if asked, would you be on a corporate board? Let's take a look at some of the messages that have come in on Twitter.
Okay, so we have here a rebel to save the environment. No, they only talk about how they can benefit, not the janitor, the workers. We still waste a lot of paper, but board does not permit us to buy software, although we're supplying to the 5G and the hybrid. Okay, whatever industry. Well, I know what industry you're in, but yeah, okay, right.
Okay.
We've got Apala. Most directors are usually there to make up numbers. The ones that set the real directions are owners and the family and friends on board. Interesting.
That's an interesting... We should have asked Michelle about this, right? Ahmad Sopian just says, why not?
Okay.
He's open for the challenge. Anyone listening? We've also got one from Rao here.
He says, no, I've seen many board members from the ground. I've spent weeks to prepare for their 5-minute visit. I'd rather be with the real people who moves the company. Well, the board rarely steer the company as well. So I think board members, nah.
Okay. And one final one here from Mr. Skadoosh, who says, yeah, because you'll probably end up cleaning up someone else's mess. Fiduciary duty is not a joke.
You know, the point with what Rao said, though, you know, I mean, if you get to go on the board, then you can help steer the company. You know, I mean, like,
yeah, maybe make a difference. Yeah.
It's very old school. You know, someone made a comment about the average age of a corporate board member is 58. Things need to change. We need fresh blood everywhere, from politics to board.
Everywhere. Across the board. Pun intended. All right. We're going to take a quick break now for some, well, messages and also a bit of music from Dusty Springfield. But when we come back, we've got a story about what you can do about your frazzled employees. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.